Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report.
One characteristic of our changing climate is that while the Earth is heating up slowly, both the frequency and wildness of our extreme weather is increasing, noted Fred Hewitt of the Sierra Club recently. For example, look at ENSO, the El Niño Southern Oscillation, the most important global short-term climate driver which teleconnects to affect many climate systems. ENSO operates like a giant water and air piston, moving through its cycle within a decade. The up and down positions of this piston correspond to two coupled weather systems, El Niño and La Niña. ENSO has been very active in the last several years. A moderate El Niño was followed swiftly by a pretty big La Niña, which had tremendous consequences globally. Record droughts and heat in Texas and Moscow, and record deluges in Pakistan, among many other outcomes. Well, fasten your seatbelts, folks. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has announced that we appear to be heading immediately back into an even bigger La Niña. Is global warming intensifying ENSO? Possibly. What we know is that climate models predict more extreme weather under global warming.
For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.